Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. I hope your day is off to a great start. This morning's podcast may end up being a little shorter than normal. I have a breakfast meeting down at the Blue Anchor, so unfortunately, I need to run pretty soon. Well, I say unfortunately. It is unfortunate that I have such a tight window of time to be with you today, but I'm not sad at all about the breakfast. I told you last week about the Blue Anchor's big flat-top griddle, where George, their chef, makes the best smash burgers. Well, his morning crew uses that same griddle to serve up eggs, bacon, sausage, hash browns, toast, pancakes, and more. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. What are you up to after this? One of our core disciplines here on the podcast is setting intentions, and this seems like a good one to practice this morning. Take some time to think about what you're planning on doing today. If you're going to school, is there anything special about today? Do you have a spelling test, or is it pizza day? If you're heading to work, is this a day full of meetings, or do you have some stretches of uninterrupted focus time? How about after school and work wrap up for the week? Any plans to make this a fun Friday? Once you've thought through your day, share with your family the thing you're most looking forward to about today and why. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Part of the reason we practice this discipline is it helps us decide what's most important. If we think through the major steps for the day, or the things we absolutely have to get done, or the things we're most looking forward to, we can make them a priority. We can say no to other opportunities because we know what we want to say yes to. This week, we've been exploring the practice of prayer, and it can be a huge help when it comes to this discipline. One of the things we can ask God for in prayer is clarity about what's most important. This was part of the covenant prayer we looked at last week. We said that God wants to know what we'd like to do with our day, our week, our year. But God also wants to share with us what God's plans are for us. And when we get better at listening for God, remembering that prayer is a conversation, it gets easier over time to listen for where God is leading us. Prayer also has a way of shaping both the way we see the world around us and how we respond to the things that happen. The more we pray and the more we listen, we start to recognize patterns. There might be specific people you feel like God is inviting you to get to know and care for. This could be a friend at school or work, a neighbor that lives near you, or people who are in need in your community. There might be specific activities that God keeps placing on your heart, and so you try to do them more often. This could be volunteering somewhere, or it could be using your gifts and talents in a way that serves other people. This podcast is a great example. It's something that I'd been dreaming about and praying about for close to a year before it started. And over the course of that year, I came to feel like it was more than just something fun I wanted to try. But it was something that God was encouraging me to do. I guess what I'm trying to say is that prayer is not just a great way to build your relationship with God, but it's also a way to let God shape your life and guide your steps. And after we say amen, we get to go out into the world with a confidence and a sense of peace that we're following where God is leading us. Okay, before we go out into our Friday, let's pray together. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for all the things we've learned about prayer this week. Help us to grow in our faith through prayer by recognizing your presence, offering you our open and honest hearts, and listening for you to respond. We pray and we listen because we want to hear you. So please give us the courage to not just listen, but also follow where you lead. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have a great Friday, and we'll wrap up the week together tonight.